Recorded Books and RB Digital present Crash by J.G. Ballard, narrated by Roger Hampton. 1. Vaughan died yesterday, in his last car crash. During our friendship, he had rehearsed his death in many crashes, but this was his only true accident. Driven on a collision course towards the limousine of the film actress, his car jumped the rails of the London Airport flyover and plunged through the roof of a bus filled with airline passengers. The crushed bodies of package tourists, like a hemorrhage of the sun, still lay across the vinyl seats when I pushed my way through the police engineers an hour later. Holding the arm of her chauffeur, the film actress Elizabeth Taylor, with whom Vaughan had dreamed of dying for so many months, stood alone under the revolving ambulance lights. As I knelt over Vaughan's body, she placed a gloved hand to her throat. Could she see, in Vaughan's posture, the formula of the death which he had devised for her? During the last weeks of his life, Vaughan thought of nothing else but her death, a coronation of wounds he had staged with the devotion of an Earl Marshal. The walls of his apartment, near the film studios at Shepperton, were covered with the photographs he had taken through his zoom lens each morning as she left her hotel in London, from the pedestrian bridges above the westbound motorways, and from the roof of the multi-story car park at the studios. The magnified details of her knees and hands, of the inner surface of her thighs, and the left apex of her mouth, I uneasily prepared for Vaughan on the copying machine in my office.